true spirit of recycling, platform shoes and bell bottoms are back in the fashion trend. Also making the comeback is another all-too-familiar image of the 1960s and 70s, the round yellow smile face. It remains the international logo for Have a Nice Day, and if you're not, maybe you should visit the Smile Face Museum in Silver Spring, Maryland. Harriet Baskus did, and she has this report.
In 1966, Seattle advertising agent David Stern went to see the film Bye Bye Birdie, and when he came out, he says he couldn't stop humming this song.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Wake up the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. It was like one of those recordings that gets into your mind and keeps going around and around and keeps you awake at night. I got up during the night and I drew a happy face, what my version was. And it came out that way because I wasn't too sophisticated as an artist.
At work the next day, the sleepy but happy Stern decided to put the smiling face motif on a yellow celluloid button and to incorporate it into the ad campaign he was designing for a small savings and loan.
And I put it on my lapel and I did a market survey. I market tested it by wearing it for 3 days. The reaction to it was rather amazing to me. Virtually everybody smiled at me. Even pretty girls. 3 days later, I wore it to a meeting with my client, Don Lockwood. And after a few minutes, he said to me, where'd you get the button? And I said, do you like it? And he said, yeah. He said, I like it. It's kind of cute. And I said, I'm glad you like it because you're paying for 100,000 of them. And I pulled a layout out of my pocket, an ad layout. And the layout said, open a savings account and put on a happy face.
The ad campaign was successful. But Stern had unleashed a smiling yellow monster. The logo belonged to the client, who refused to trademark it. So before Stern could say, have a nice day, the smile face was everywhere, on bumper stickers, neckties, toilet paper, t-shirts.
Well, a lot of people think that smiley faces are sort of sickening and corny, but smiley faces aren't for everybody.
Mark Sachs doesn't care if you think he's corny. He likes smile faces so much that he converted the basement of his house into a museum to honor the more than 400 smile face items he's collected over the years. Zach shows off his bright yellow smileys on long green draped tables that he jokingly calls the wings of his museum. The household wing features smile face clothing, jewelry, and a rare item that Zach spotted at a flea market.
Actually, there was this elderly woman with a smiley face pleated accordion plastic rain hat. And I was too embarrassed to tell her that I collected smiley faces, but I said, would you mind if I bought that rain hat off your head because I collect rain hats? And she was very obliging, and I bought it for 75 cents off her head, and it's one of the more prized things in the collection.
There's also a food wing where Sachs keeps the smile face cookies, cat food, and a dog chew in the shape of a happy face.
Even dogs need to have a nice day.
But imagine being a fly flattened by the souvenir smile face fly swatter from the Delray Furniture Company.
I understand that flies have like lenses in their eyes, like 1,500 lenses, so seeing a smiley face for the last time on the earth 1,500 times is probably pretty awesome.
Now that's an image that would frighten even inventor David Stern, who's already seen enough smiley faces to last a lifetime.
I don't want them to put it on my coffin when they lower me in the ground. Nor do I want to be lying in there with a happy face button on a blue suit. I don't want to take the grave. I want to leave it.
For better or worse, Stern has. For National Public Radio, I'm Harriet Baskett.
Have a nice day.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlet, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Paul Bettany.